Zimbabwe and Malawi have both requested assistance.
We also understand that the situation for most children in the country is not looking good. What is happening on that front?
Well, those two countries I mentioned, Malawi and Zimbabwe, have very high rates of stunting, and this is reduced growth among children, lower growth than average for their age. And this means that children basically aren't getting the sort of balanced diet, the nutrients they need to grow up. So they're going to be more susceptible to disease as a result. They're not going to develop properly. It's not a question just of their physical growth. It's also going to impair their cognitive development and affect them later on in later years during adult life. It's factors like this that really compound hunger in Africa and elsewhere around the world when a population just basically doesn't have the strength to withstand hunger and disease because they haven't had the nutrition they needed in their crucial childhood years.
So is there going to be a special package for the kids in the food that you'll be distributing?
We do have operations that, for example, we do school meals in these countries. We have nutritional programs to support them. So the lean season assistance programs I've been talking at are directed generally at the vulnerable population that has suffered as a result of the failed harvest. But it doesn't mean that our other programs will not run alongside. They will, as usual, run alongside this seasonal assistance program.
One criticism of the food aid, Mr. O, is that sometimes it tends to focus on those in the rural areas. But according to many, the situation in urban areas is getting worse, particularly in Zimbabwe, with unemployment estimated at around 90%.
My understanding is Zimbabwe, the unemployment level is around 60%, but it could be higher, and certainly, it is a concern. Other factors are high levels of HIV/AIDS. It is a very vulnerable population. Obviously, we're focusing at the moment mainly on the rural population because they are the subsistence farmers who've particularly suffered in the south of the country as a result of the drought and failed harvest. But you're absolutely right. There are vulnerable communities and vulnerable people in urban areas as well. I've been there myself. I've seen it. It's a very difficult situation. But don't forget, these are resourceful people. A lot of them work in South Africa and send back remittance packages to home. There are coping mechanisms. I mean, I think, you know, we've got to realize that it's not the first time that hardship has affected Zimbabwe and other countries. And these are people with a lot of resources in very difficult circumstances.